Singer and songwriter Nico Case has spent the last few years trying to distance herself from the label she's been given, Alternative Country. On her fourth studio album, titled Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, Nico Case branches out with songs about fantasy and tragedy. Tom Moon has this review.
Nico Case has the kind of voice that sends you back to an earlier time, a time when country stars like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn sang about love with great confidence and clarity.
Driving home, I see those flooded fields. How can people not know what beauty this is? I've taken it for granted my whole life since the day I was born.
On Nico Case's transfixing new CD, that voice is part of an elaborate bait and switch. She knows that when people hear her sing, they can't help but expect sturdy, reliable, or old-fashioned torch songs. But she's not writing anything nearly that straightforward.
Margaret is the fragments of a name. Her love pours like a fountain. Her love steams like rage. Her joy aches from wanting, and she's sick from chlorine. But she'll never be as clean.
Nico Case uses that voice as a lure to bring listeners inside her surreal, fantastical songs, where the normal becomes grotesque in the blink of an eye. Check out this tune, which was inspired by a historical account of a family gone crazy in the dead of winter. By the last verse, they're burning furniture to stay warm.
He sang nursery rhymes to with giant strides. And the woodsman failed to breach those fangs in time. So they dragged him through the underbrush, wearing three winter coats and a dirty knife.
There isn't one conventional boy meets girl song among the fables and the waltzes on Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. Nico Case says she doesn't write those kinds of love songs because she's not sure what love is. Instead, she rhapsodizes over an idealized notion of love.
And nothing comforts me the same as my brave friend who says, I don't care if forever never comes, because I'm holding out for that teenage feeling.
Nico Case's new CD is full of stories. Maybe, more accurately, little fragments of stories. Unfinished vignettes that leave their mysteries hanging in the air. Case says that as she was writing, she didn't follow the stock verse-chorus format. Her rule was just to say her piece and move quickly on. By not tying up every narrative thread, she opens up the songs to all kinds of possible interpretations. They're perpetually unresolved and totally riveting.
The CD is Fox Confessor Brings the Flood by Nico Case. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. And this Sunday, you can hear Nico Case in concert live from Washington's 930 Club at our website, npr.org.